Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and we're talking Future Frames today. And my first guest for the next 10 minutes or so we'll be talking about his film Imprisoned, Damian Vondrasek, the director. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So the obligatory first question is, would you be able to tell our listeners a little bit about your movie, the story of the film, anything that you'd like to tell them to kind of introduce it?
All right. It's a story of one day of a person who has this strong dilemma. He has the opportunity to solve his problems and take a job in a prison as a corrections officer. But there's also his father-in-law involved, who's like a really strong person, and they have a small fight, and it's a story about job combined with family problems, and
and how family problems can sometimes also imprison you, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
So the title Imprisonment also refers to that. You know, it's not just the prison, the place where he might get a job. It's also like life can sometimes imprison you in other ways.
Exactly. I had the story of this dilemma, and the prison came after it, and we found this connection of like connection between these two things. So that's why it's like that named.
Right. Can you tell me a little bit about let's help our listeners visualize the movie. Can you tell me a little bit about the style that you opted for?
With cinematographer Philip Marek, we decided to follow the character. So, to be honest, it's a handheld camera and sometimes a bit claustrophobic because we're very close to his face to feel the emotions with him.
The imprisonment.
So that's basically the visual style of the film.
Right, and it also evokes a type of realism, I guess.
Yes, exactly. In general, we were inspired by this, let's say, Darden Brothers style, to imagine, for example, like that. Yeah.
You like the Darden Brothers?
Yes, sure.
Are they an influence of yours?
One of them. I really like Romanian New Wave also.
Really? Mm-hmm. What do you like about the Romanian New Wave?
Two things: the authenticity and the honesty, and the second thing is also a strong topic, like values and moral and stuff. I really like that.
These are themes that also interest you personally as a filmmaker?
Definitely. I find myself the type of director that wants to talk about these like serious stuff and values. I find that it's still necessary to talk about these things.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. So getting back to your film Imprisoned, tell me a little bit about the acting. Obviously this film is the acting is very important as well, because as you mentioned, the style of the movie is very much focused on the characters.
I decided to work with not that much exposed actors. Mm-hmm. So even for locals from Czech Republic, they would be almost unknown, so they can really, you know, have the feeling that they are real persons, real characters.
Yeah.
And the work with them was we made a lot of rehearsals to you know set the their approach, their style. I prefer minimalistic acting. Mm. So we had to work on that together to get all of them at the same level.
Right. Minimalistic acting. You like minimalistic acting for a reason in particular. Again, it's going back to your wanting to go back to the realist approach.
Yeah, the thing is that this minimalist style of acting is really, it's really sensitive. Mm. You can talk about small but deep emotions throughout this minimalistic acting. That's what I like about it.
Less is more.
Yeah.
Okay. And can we actually name your cast, because they did a brilliant job?
The main character, it's the actor Jakub Koudela,
right?
Who has finished studying of Prague acting school at the same university as I study.
Right.
Then there is...
Is that FAMU?
I study at FAMU, and there's also a department of theater, and it's called DAMU. So like two different departments. So he's a graduate from that department, and he's more into a theater. He used to be at that time, but I think he's like a developing future talent for cinema.
Another feature frame. Listen, so is this your first film?
Well, not exactly. It's let's say it's first film that is it really stands like a film. I of course made some smaller films, smaller exercises, but this is like first film that can be taken seriously.
Is it the first film that is screened at, at an event like Carlo Vivari?
Yes, I made it in second year of study. So yeah, it's my first experience with major festival.
Well then, congratulations. What's your experience as part of the feature frames been like so far?
It's really intense. We have really packed schedule. We meet people and get to know people from the industry, and we have also discussions with our mentor Denis Cote. So it's everything is very intensive and beneficial for the future work.
Right. As someone from the Czech Republic, had you been to the Karlo Vivari Film Festival before?
Yes, definitely. But it's now it's completely different experience. Definitely.
Right. You get to watch less movies, maybe.
Well, actually. To be honest, I've seen just two blocks of Future Frames so far, and also film of Denis Cote, our mentor, anything else apart from that, because there's no time.
Are you a fan of Denis Cote?
To be honest, I haven't seen his films before, but I'm getting to know him here, and I really like his style. He's a really authentic author, and his style is he's like a strong individual. So that's what I like about him.
Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking to you. And before I let you go, would you like to maybe share with us any future ambitions, any plans you have for the future, any ideas, any themes that you would like to sort of explore in the future, anything at all?
Well, for me, since I'm finishing my third year and I have to shoot another short, I'm really into that thing right now.
Right.
So no.
Get your degree.
Yeah. So I have a long way to go, you know, to get to real industry and to have the opportunity to shoot a feature film.
Right. So get your degree, and then we'll be looking forward to seeing more works from you in the near future. But for now, I wish you all the best, and thank you very much for joining us and talking about your film, Imprisoned. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Bye.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.